Trend number one, Industry 4.0 and the U.S. manufacturing renaissance. Throughout history, new technologies have enabled dramatic advances in productivity, from the invention of the pulley to haul water around the 15th century BC, to the development of the printing press to publish books in the 15th century AD. But it has only been in the past few centuries that technologies have really revolutionized the way we work and the output we produce. During the Industrial Revolution, James Watt's improvements to the Newcomen steam engine enabled the rise of factories in the 19th century. Early in the 20th century, Thomas Edison's innovations in harnessing electricity enabled the mass production era exemplified by Henry Ford's automobile plants. And in the 1970s, automation enabled factories to begin producing more goods with fewer human workers. These first three eras are now giving way to a fourth era enabled by digital technology, an era that the Boston Consulting Group, or BCG, calls Industry 4.0, in a new report by that name. Note that these four eras are loosely equivalent to the various techno-economic revolutions identified by economist Carlotta Perez that have been highlighted in previous issues of Trends. Currently, we are about to enter the deployment phase of the fifth techno-economic revolution. The BCG report identifies nine technology advances that are powering Industry 4.0. We've discussed most of these advances individually in Trends, and most of them are now starting to be used in factories. However, they are now converging to transform production from isolated cells into a fully integrated, optimized, and automated production flow. Let's look at each of the nine advances. 1. Big data and analytics will improve manufacturing efficiency by optimizing production quality, reducing energy costs, and improving equipment service. By collecting and analyzing data from a variety of sources, including equipment and customer management systems, managers can make better decisions in less time. 2. Autonomous robots will work on the factory floor next to humans and will learn from them how to be more productive and efficient. They will be cheaper and more useful than manufacturing robots used today. 3. Simulation will save time and money by allowing managers to see how machines, human workers, and products will interact in a virtual world that closely parallels the real factory. They will be able to test the impact of changing machine settings, the steps in a workflow process, or the layout of a plant, all without having to make any changes in the physical world until they have been proven to be effective. 4. Horizontal and vertical system integration will finally become a reality rather than an unrealized vision in today's world, where manufacturers, suppliers, and customers frequently use incompatible systems that can't communicate with each other, and where even a company's internal functions are not fully integrated. In Industry 4.0, companies will be integrated both horizontally and vertically, so that data can be exchanged freely within the enterprise and beyond its walls. 5. The Industrial Internet of Things will link all of the company's equipment, components, and products with embedded computing and sensors. This will allow all of these individual units to communicate with each other and with centralized controllers. 6. Cybersecurity will defend the manufacturer's production lines and industrial systems from hackers and other threats that can arise when everything is linked to the internet and connected to everything else. New protocols will be needed to protect communications from electronic eavesdroppers and to verify that anyone who tries to access the system is an authorized user. 7. The cloud will increasingly be used to share data across locations and between the company and its external stakeholders. Cloud technologies will become faster, which will allow managers to use the cloud to store machine data and to implement new systems to monitor and control processes. 8. Additive manufacturing will enable manufacturers to make cheap prototypes of products, to design new components, and to crank out small batches of customized goods that would be too expensive to produce at small scale today. According to PricewaterhouseCoopers, today 2/3 of manufacturers are already using the technology. And 9, augmented reality will improve the performance of workers by giving them information when they need it and where they can use it. For instance, using technology similar to Google Glass, employees could see the steps in a repair process displayed on a wearable computing device as they look at a machine that needs to be fixed. Companies in the US, Asia, and Europe are already working to make Industry 4.0 a reality. For their study, the BCG analysts focused on Germany because its factories are already highly automated. However, the following conclusions apply to the US as well. Between 2020 and 2025, as more companies adopt Industry 4.0 technologies, BCG expects productivity gains on conversion costs, which exclude the cost of materials, of 15 to 25% on average. Some industries are positioned for greater gains than others. While the productivity of the automotive industry will improve by 10 to 20%, industries such as mechanical engineering and food and beverage will improve by 20 to 30%. Based on this analysis, we offer the following forecasts. First, the 9 technology advances will trigger growth in both revenues and employment. Again, using Germany as a test case, BCG expects revenues to increase by about 30 billion euros per year due to manufacturers' increased demand for new equipment and consumers' fascination with new, highly customized products. And over the next 10 years, German employment will grow by 6% in manufacturing and by 10% in mechanical engineering. Similar increases can be expected in the U.S. And in all developed economies, low-skilled workers will be displaced by automation. While the demand for workers who are fluent in analytics and in using software on the shop floor will drive demand for high-skilled workers. Second, Industry 4.0 will generate cost savings through increased automation and integration. Using data from physical machines to simulate the machining of parts could lower production setup times by as much as 80%. By 2025, labor costs, operating costs, and overhead are projected to drop by 30%. Cycle times will speed up by 30%. Advances in robotics will be responsible for a large proportion of these gains. Third, customers will benefit from Industry 4.0 because manufacturers will be able to respond to their needs more quickly, more completely, and at lower costs. The production process will be more flexible, with higher levels of speed, quality, and productivity. Manufacturers will be able to offer a degree of customization that is unimaginable today. Fourth, Industry 4.0 will unleash innovations in every industry. Consider how additive manufacturing is enabling aerospace firms to design new parts that lower the overall weight of an aircraft and reduce the need for expensive materials like titanium. Doctors can now design prosthetic devices that perfectly replace a patient's own body parts. The additive manufacturing industry grew to $4.1 billion last year, after its third year at a compound annual growth rate of nearly 34%. By 2020, it is expected to be a $20.2 billion industry, according to the Wallace Report 2015. Fifth, training is another area where Industry 4.0 will revolutionize performance. One company that is already embracing this new model is Siemens, which uses a virtual 3D representation of its factories to train new employees in how to respond to emergencies. Trainees wear augmented reality glasses that simulate the experience of working with robots. They can interact with the machine virtually and learn how it responds to their commands. Among businesses that are developing augmented reality glasses, in addition to Google, are a startup called Magic Leap and Microsoft, with a wearable device called HoloLens. And sixth, while Industry 4.0 will benefit European countries with skilled labor forces like Germany, it will mean even more for the United States. In the U.S., the North American energy revolution, the world's largest domestic consumer market, and a younger workforce gives manufacturing an added boost. America's big challenges are to close the skills gap with better non-college training and to eliminate burdensome taxes and regulations that stifle investment by multinationals.